We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good day to you from Hart County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh Radio program right here on WMIE 91.5 FM. We're just here talking about Taco Tuesday. And, Taco Tuesday is one of my favorite days. It is only equaled by Taco Monday, Taco Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I am a lover of Mexican food. If you didn't know that about me by now, now you do. And so we want to thank you. My name's Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida. And we like to invite you out to our services this coming Sunday morning, 9:30 a.m. Sunday school, 10:30 for praise and worship. There will be no Sunday night this service or this weekend. We're going to be putting on our Thanksgiving dinner after church on Sunday morning. It'll be the first time that we've got to do a full-fledged fellowship like that in a long, long time, and we are looking forward to that. And so take just this moment to invite you out to that and encourage you to be intentionally thankful to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords for all that he has done in your life. So, like I said, my name's Bob Arthurs. Our reason for being at Merritt Assembly of God is to be a blessing. And if you are looking for a church there, you can find lots of larger churches around. You can find newer churches, older churches. But at Merritt Assembly of God, we believe in preaching the Word of God, giving opportunities for miracles. Every Sunday morning, we are presenting people's needs. We have a special time in our service where we're praying for people to be healed, for problems to be solved, and God to receive all of the glory. And so if that is something that you think could be a benefit to you, I encourage you to come out and be a part of that. So we had an evangelist here several weeks ago, and he was telling me about a pastor of a very large church, and he said there was a person that had been attending their church for a while, and they called the office to see if they could schedule an appointment with the pastor, and the pastor was very busy, but he said, okay, go ahead and schedule the appointment. And the person came and showed up at the office and said hello, shook his hands, and he said, that's really all I was needing. And the pastor said, what? And he said, I just wanted to know that if I had a need in my life, if I could make an appointment and actually get to talk to the pastor. And, we're nowhere near on that scale. I do have a busy schedule, but I can tell you we love people and love to be accessible to people to the best of our abilities. And so if you are looking for a church where the pastor knows your name and calls your name out before the throne of grace, Merritt Assembly of God might be the place for you. Come check us out this Sunday morning at 10:30, and we will be worshiping the Lord together and partaking of some of the best food in all of Brevard County. So we look forward to seeing you there. Today we're going to go to the book of James, chapter 1. The book of James, chapter 1. And I'm going to begin reading at verse number 22 today. James, chapter 1. It's towards the back of the New Testament, right after the book of Hebrews. And then there's after James, there's 1 and 2 Peter, 1, 2, 3 John, the book of Jude, and then the book of Revelation. So that gives you an idea of how far back in the book it is. James has five chapters. We're in chapter 1. Verse number 22 says this, "But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves, for if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror, for he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does." So we have been discussing how we as believers are supposed to be seeking truth. We're not just supposed to be seeking truth on an intellectual level or a philosophical level. We are supposed to be seeking truth on a spiritual level that is going to manifest itself in transformation in us as well as other people, to the point that we will be blessed in whatever we do. That is the target, that is the goal that we have been shooting for as we have been working our way through chapter 1. I believe that we started back up in verse number 12 when we first started going through this passage. So it talks about here forgetting what kind of man he was. And you know, we've talked about some of that stuff before, about me looking in the mirror and seeing something that I didn't know was there. But it would have been silly if I saw that it was there and went away and did nothing about it. I want to challenge you today. Don't let the type of person you were before Christ, don't let the type of person you were before you encountered the Word, be the type of person that you remain, that you are. Okay? When the Word comes, it is supposed to make a transformation in us. And so when you encounter the Word, let the Word be the defining force in your life, the spiritual truth, that word determines the type of person that you will be. Okay, let the word transform you from the person you were into the type of person that the word says that you and I should be. So I know a number of different types of people. So let me just talk about a couple of, I know people that absolutely despise correction. They kind of have a Cain mindset that they don't like correction of any form, of any variety whatsoever. And I will tell you this, there is a right way to correct and there's a wrong way to correct. I've been the recipient of both. I may have actually been a perpetrator of both. I may have corrected people in a bad way, but I've done my best to try and learn from that. So I filter out all of my carnal emotions and things like that so that I can say, you know what? If I've got to correct somebody, I want to do it in the way that I would want to be corrected. And I can tell you, I've experienced some correction in my life, and it didn't build me. It wasn't correction that built me up. It was correction that tore me down. And I said, I didn't use that as a negative. Well, I'm going to show them. No, I use that as a learning opportunity and saying, okay, God, if I have to correct somebody, I want to correct them in a manner that is going to make them better, not worse. Allow the Word of God to alter your course, alter your heart, alter the way that you think so that you become the type of person that God has declared in His Word that He wants you to be. So verse number 25 is where we're going to spend our time today. It says, "But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty." Okay, now let me tell you how it was referred in an earlier passage here. It says in verse number, where did it go? It talks about the word of truth. Okay, it talks about the implanted word. Where did that verse go? Okay, verse in number 18. "Of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth." So the word of truth and the perfect law of liberty, they are the same thing. you and I are supposed to look into it. I remember hearing a person, he's a dear friend of mine, he was talking about the manna that greeted the children of Israel every day during their 40 years in the wilderness wanderings. That they would go out and they would gather the manna, but then they would bring it back to their tents, and from there they would begin to work it. They would begin to process it. They would begin to take the raw material of the manna and transform it into whatever it was they were going to eat that day for dinner. You and I do the same thing with the Word of God. When was the last time that you saw something in the Word and you said, you know what, I'm going to study that to show myself a workman that needs not be ashamed, a workman that is approved, that I don't have to be ashamed. Take the Word and say, you know what, there is a truth that God is wanting to impart into my life, and it is going to be the Word of truth. It is going to be the law of liberty. It's not a liberty or a freedom that enables you to do whatever you want to do. It is not a whatever will be mindset. It is not, well, there is no standard. There is nothing wrong that I could do. There is everything that I do is perfectly permissible. That is a modern distortion of the concept of freedom that the Bible talks to us about. The biblical concept of the law of liberty is that we are freed from all of the limitations of our fallen nature that prevented us from living the life that God wanted us to. God sent the Word so that we could be forgiven, so that every stronghold, every thought, every imagination would be cast down. Every one of those things would be taken captive. Every stronghold would be destroyed, so that we would have the freedom to live the life that God always wanted us to live. It's the life you were created to live. Okay? I believe this to be true. I believe that I was created on purpose, for God's purpose, of pastoring Merit Assembly of God. If I did not believe, and I could talk to you about prophetic words that I had received in prayer that, you know, talked about, you know, other people rejecting things, and God would say that would be the place that. So I've had jobs in the marketplace that nobody else wanted. I had one boss that said, you do know that you weren't the first person they offered this job to. You know that you weren't the second. You weren't the 12th. Do you know that you were actually about the 40th person they offered this job to before they ever got anybody to say yes? And I said, look, I don't care. I don't care how long it took people to realize that I was the person for the job. That's their problem. My job was when it was offered to me, pray and say, God, is this what you want for me, or is it not what you want for me? When it was full steam ahead. Okay, so I've taken jobs in the marketplace that nobody else wanted. I have purchased houses that nobody else wanted. I have, you know, and it's amazing the number of times that when I've looked at things that had sat empty on the market for a long time, all of a sudden, there was a lot of interest in it. The house that we live in, we bought it. It had sat on the market for a long, long time. This goes back many, 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 many years, and it had sat there with no interest whatsoever. They hadn't had a single offer on it. We made an offer on it. They accepted that offer, and then guess what? All of a sudden, everybody wanted to buy the house. Quite honestly, you know, I like sweat equity more than financial equity at that point in time in my life. We did that with the church. It doesn't matter, you know, it can be a car. It doesn't matter. I've never been the type of person that said, okay, God, this is the type of car that I want. Here's what I've said. God, whatever car that you have provided for us, you know, that's going to be a great car. And so we have functioned for a lot of years without a car payment. It is wonderful. It is wonderful. And so it is amazing, the freedom. And so our church was at one point in time bankrupt. It before I came, someone else had to pay off a balloon note because the church couldn't afford to pay off the balloon note. Now we're debt free. You know what we view that as? We view that as freedom. We view that as the liberty to pursue the ministry that God has for us of being a blessing. Don't forget to look into the perfect law of liberty. And when you do, continue in that word, in that law. Continue in it. Don't just start it. Don't just hear it and ignore it. Don't just set it aside and say, well, I'll get to that later. Continue in the word. Continue in the word. Here's the best advice I can give to married couples. Okay, it's twofold. One, if you are married, if you are considering getting married, make sure that God is the most important person in that relationship. The more that you draw yourself to God, the more love you're going to be able to manifest towards your spouse, towards your kids. He's the source of love. And the second piece of wisdom that I could give to you concerning your marriage is this. Don't ever stop demonstrating the love towards your spouse that caused your spouse to recognize the love of God inside of you. Okay? If you were buying her flowers, guys, don't stop buying her flowers. If you were taking her on a date once a week, don't stop taking her on a date. If you were calling her multiple times a day and telling her how much you love her and how much you think of her, don't stop doing that. Ladies, if you were spending hours preparing yourself for just the opportunity to spend a couple of hours with your husband, or before he was your husband, you know, don't stop. Don't stop. Continue. Continue doing and continue adding to where you get better at it. Most people think that when you're young that you're never going to be more in love. I've got news for you. That is not the reality of it. It shouldn't be the reality of it. The reality is the more time you spend with people, there should be more of that person that you love now than there ever was before. Continue in it. The same thing is with the word that you encounter, the word that you look into, that you seek into, the word of truth. Continue in it. Don't ever get discouraged and say, that's it, I'm giving up. Don't ever get distracted and say, ooh, look at that shiny object over there. That shiny object could have a hook on the end of it that is designed to draw you in to a completely disastrous way of life. Continue in the word of truth. Continue in the law of liberty, and says this, and is not a forgetful hearer. So I told you about the evangelist that was with us. One of the things that has happened to me through the years is I had a really, really good memory. Okay, I sold shoes for a living. When my wife and I were first married, I knew my inventory so well that if you asked me about a certain shoe, a certain color, it didn't matter which one it was, I could tell you whether or not I had that size of shoe in my stockroom. I knew the inventory like the back of my hand, to the point that actually one customer thought I was being lazy, and my manager came down and said, you wouldn't even go look. I said, that's because I don't have it. And she said, look, I know that you know your stockroom. She said, go back here, make sure you know, and let the person see that you are looking. They thought I was just being lazy. I was like, I don't have it. I don't even have another shoe to suggest to that person in that size. I would have to try and order it someplace. And so had a tremendous memory. I had customers that could walk in, and I knew what shoe they were going to buy, what color they were going to buy, what size they were going to buy it in before they ever told me. I would say, hey, how's it going? Let me get that shoe for you. Do you need the other colors in that today? I knew my customers. But there was one area that I always struggled with, and that was people's first names. Encountered one person, and he finally told me this story. My name is Jim, as in James, the brother of John, the disciples of Jesus. And I said, I got it. And so the evangelist that was with us, he said, I struggled with people's names. And he said, so I took my kids and I told them that I would reward them if they would help me to remember people's names as they were coming into the church. And he said, and what I noticed was that those two little girls, they would be sitting with rapt attention. And as soon as that person would say their name, and knowing that, and the evangelist said, knowing that I wouldn't remember their name because they would just kind of fly right by, he said, I noticed, and they would start calling that person by name. They were paying attention because they were focusing their attention on that what that person's name was. And the evangelist said, so I learned from my daughters what it was like to not forget what I heard. So when he was at our church, he knew almost everybody by their first name. Because no longer was it coming in one ear and going out the next. He was paying attention. He wanted to remember what he heard. How much more important is it that we remember what God has spoken to us? Don't be a forgetful hearer. Now listen to this. I had to circle this because I thought that it said one thing. It actually says something else. It says, but a doer of the work. A doer of the work. You see, if you just read it in the context, you think it's going to say the word. It's going to be somebody that when you've heard the word, that you are going to do it. Listen, the word of God to a believer is going to create a response in your life. There is going to be an assignment. There is either going to need to be repentance, or you're going to be mobilized to pray or mobilized to worship. You are going to have a response that comes from you because the Word of God, being a believer in Jesus Christ, the Word is going to compel action inside of us. Don't forget the action that the Word of God is inspiring you to do. You see, I use the Word of God and the assignments as boundaries in my life, not as a negative boundary, but as a boundary that allows me to focus more attention. It causes me to exclude things that do not line up with the Word that God has spoken to me. It causes me to direct more attention, and the longer I'm at it, the more precise and the more focused that becomes, so that I have more power, more influence, more effectiveness, because I'm staying true not to a restraining word, but to a liberating word. Not to a philosophy, but to the word of spiritual truth that compels me to action. So when we have the word and we recognize that it is the perfect law of liberty, it is the mature law of liberty, it is the word of truth, it is something that is never going to change. You know, God's never going to say, oh, wait a minute, I've got a better idea now. That's not going to be the way that God operates. And so you hear it, you look into it, you study it, and you say, man, I am going to pursue this. I am not going to give up on it. I am going to continue in it. I'm not going to forget it. I'm going to focus on it, and I'm going to do what the Word is prompting me to do. That person, James says, will be blessed in what he does. If I asked you, do you want to be blessed? Almost everyone would say yes. Esau, when Jacob had deceived Isaac and the blessing was pronounced over Jacob, Esau comes along and he says, bless me too, my father. Did you only have the one blessing? Well, I want you to know God has the ability to bless all 7 billion plus people on the planet. But not all 7 billion people are looking into the perfect law of liberty. All 7 plus billion people are not continuing in the word of truth and the law of liberty. All 7 plus billion people are not fixated on what they've heard so that they are doing the work, the assignment, the task that has been entrusted to them. And so many people are not being blessed in all that they do. And listen to this. It's not God's fault. It's not God's fault. I'm amazed how many times people are quick to blame God and they let the devil off of the hook without even a second glance. I am also amazed at how often people blame God for situations in our lives where God has told us how to avoid, you know, that the distractions, the meaninglessness, the problems, the misery and the heartache and all that. He's told us how to do it, and we didn't follow the instructions. I've had to assemble a lot of things through my life, and here's what I found. Never one time have I ever put something together correctly the first time where I didn't read the instructions on how to do it, didn't look at the picture. I want to encourage you today, recognize the Word of God is the Word of truth. It is the perfect law of liberty. And following the instructions that God gives us will lead us to action, to do a certain thing, take a certain step, and that will result in us being blessed. I want you to be blessed today, and I want you to join me here tomorrow on the Refresh Radio program, 8:30 of a morning or 5 o'clock of an evening. We'll see you then.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.